By the way, as you're learning the parts of a nerve or of a neuron, excuse me, the picture in your book that you want to be looking at is called The Anatomy of the Multipolar Neuron. I can't remember if I mentioned that when we first started talking about the structure of the neurons themselves. So I think we left off with the collaterals in the last audio lecture. So I'm going to go on to the telodendron. The telodendria are the small branches at the end of the collaterals, and these are where the synaptic terminals are going to be found. And so these telodendra are the little branches at the very end of the axon that are going to synapse with either additional nerve cells or with muscles or with glands or whatever it is that this particular neuron is synapsing with. So the telodendrion are going to be the very end, the very small branches at the end of the axon. And in the case where the axon has collaterals, they'll be the very small branches at the end of the collaterals. The synaptic terminals are the ends of the telodendrion, and these are going to include the neurotransmitters. They're going to have little vesicles full of neurotransmitters. And when we were discussing the muscle tissue earlier this semester, we talked about the neurotransmitter acetylcholine. There are many different kinds of neurotransmitters that are found in different parts of the nervous system, but acetylcholine may be one of the neurotransmitters found here. Others may be found as well. And we'll talk about the types of neurotransmitters later on. The synapse itself we'll go into in the next audio lecture.